Michigan lawmakers passing a compromise bill late last night that would preserve the state's tipped wage credit, adjust scheduled increases to the minimum wage, and amend the requirement for most employers to provide paid sick leave. And now the governor signing that legislation into law, and so it's a done deal. We'd like to welcome Bill G. Schutte, Republican from Midland, worked very hard on this legislation. Hi, we're glad you could join us, Bill.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show. It was a late night on the floor of the Michigan House last night, but I'm glad we could get a compromise solution through for our restaurant workers and family-owned small businesses.
So before we get to actually talking about this, I want to ask you a quick question about, you know, the hard work that went into this. And when I say hard work, that's, you know, I'm sort of glossing over the lot of, you know, really sharp, difficult talks and difficult work that went into this. So when you have this kind of battle, because this was a pretty big battle between the Republicans and the Democrats in our legislature, how do you like go now on Monday? You're all going to have to go back to work on other things and not hate each other, because you're going to have some work to do.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And I think this was actually kind of the first trial balloon of divided government that we have right now in Lansing, with a Republican-controlled state house, a Democrat state senate, and Democrat governor. And we had a looming cliff facing our restaurant workers and small businesses. So this was one of those classic scenarios where everybody had to dig in. Everybody has their principles. You don't compromise your principles. But it's sort of one of those things, you know, like when my mother was brokering some sort of compromise between my sister and me. You know, she said, "I know I did a good job when both of you weren't completely satisfied." And but, you know, that's, you know, at the end of the day, we made the situation better for the people of Michigan, and that's something to rest your hat on.
All right. So what were you satisfied at the end of the evening here with what got passed and what the governor signed?
Yeah, a couple of things. One, so important that we preserved the tip credit, because if the legislature had not acted, we would have seen an elimination of the tipped wage in the state of Michigan. And that really would have hit our restaurant workers so hard. That would have meant, and, you know, I chaired the committee that heard testimony on these bills, and you eliminate the tip credit and you look at other states or cities that have done so, you see the behavior of those who visit restaurants completely change. And that means your restaurant workers who are on sometimes on a slow day making $30 an hour, on a good day making $90 an hour, they're losing that really important source of income. And then that cost of increased payroll cost goes on to the customer. So now you're paying, you know, $30 for a hamburger. Nobody wants to do that. Or we're moving to quick serve stations. So preserving that tip credit was very important. And then secondly, on the Earned Sick Time Act, this was really about providing more flexibility for family-owned small businesses and making sure that, you know, if you're a worker who is enjoying a generous paid time off policy, you're able to you're able to continue to participate in that program instead of following a highly prescriptive one-size-fits-all model.
So, and this pertains to businesses with over 50 employees. Am I correct on that, or is that correct?
Yeah. So this was, one of the kind of the sticking areas and areas where we really, again, had to dig in and make sure we were finding a form of compromise. There are businesses that have over 50 employees have to provide some form of paid time off of 72 hours. Which most of our businesses of over 50 employees already do that, but they can provide that front-loaded instead of tracking it in 5-minute increments and being forced to put up with 3 days of no-call, no-show, which would have been if the legislature had not acted. And that's just completely unworkable. You can't run a business like that. You can't, you know, have your 911 dispatchers and your ambulance and emergency services providers have to put up with that. And then for, you know, those businesses of 1 to 10 employees, we also gave them it's a reduced amount of time of 40 hours, and they have a longer ramp up and period to deal with these changes. And if you're a new business that just opened in 3 years, just opened, you have 3 years to deal with this new change. So again, this was a compromise, but one that was aimed at providing more flexibility for our family-owned small businesses and the employers and the employees.
And small businesses, of course, now are really, really feeling the pinch. I live in a town that has a lot of small businesses. And in fact, I was just in one earlier today. And, you know, all of those store owners tell me how difficult it's been, especially the first few months of the year. It's really tough.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. And this is, and then you think about our restaurants. I mean, what was an industry that was just absolutely hammered by the COVID-19 shutdowns and the arbitrary forced closures? Then you want to hit them with an elimination of the tip credit and an upending of their business model. I mean, it was really, really important that the legislature acted. I will say, I can understand that it's frustrating. It seems like the legislature is like a middle schooler with a homework assignment. They wait till the very last minute to get it done. I will say, you know, for your audience's awareness, you know, the House Republicans, we had our solution passed out with more than a month to spare. We were waiting on the Senate for them to send the bill back to us till like 11:15 last night. But hey, we got it done. We got the assignment turned in on time.
You sure did. And of course, the governor has signed that legislation this afternoon. So it is done. So now that you've all dusted yourselves off, what is the next thing on your plate? What we can look forward to and the legislature that we're going to see some action on?
Yeah, I think, you know, the conversation is going to shift towards the budget and especially the conversation on road funding. We're facing another, you know, road funding cliff where the bonding that the state has entered into is going to come up due. And we still really have not fixed our local roads. You know, you see major projects on our large highways, but our local roads are still really in need of repair. And this is going to be an important area where we figure out how are we prioritizing our spending and our budgets to fix the roads. And, you know, we've seen the size of the state's budget grow and grow, but we've seen it go to investments like splash pads. And I read in the, you know, Detroit Free Press today, bonuses to high paid bureaucrats in Lansing. That's not the right priority. Let's spend that money on fixing the roads.
Yeah, that was, I read part of that article as well. And that's, you know, that is exactly what, you know, your constituents don't want to see and they don't want to hear. And in addition, though, this whole issue with the roads continues to be a problem. And what's interesting is now that we're seeing a thaw in the weather a bit, the potholes are out in force. So this is going
to
be a top of mind issue right now.
Absolutely. And it's one of those things, you know, I'm the third youngest member of the House Republican caucus. Life comes at you fast. Before this last election, I was the youngest. Now I'm the third youngest, but I'm still old enough to remember, in 2018, the governor ran on fix the darn roads. Well, the roads aren't fixed yet. So we need to actually get serious about solving the issue. And, you know, the House Republicans, we have put out a plan that puts more than $3 billion into fixing the roads without raising taxes. That's how we can get this done. That's how we can fix those potholes, but also respect the wallets of hardworking Michiganders.
Yeah, well, this has been a long time coming. So many people are absolutely over it, as they say, as the kids say. You know, we're over it. We need to get this job done and to get it fixed once and for all so that, you know, because people visit from out of state. I have family that comes in from overseas and they just simply can't believe what kind of condition our roads are in. So it's about time. We will definitely be having you back on, Bill Schutte from Midland, to talk a little more about that in the coming weeks. But I'm sure you're glad this whole thing is over with the paid sick leave and the minimum wage. Bill, thank you so much for joining us today. Have a great weekend.
Really enjoyed it. Thank you for having me on the show.
And we'll be right back here on WJR.